Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 78. This episode is brought to you by... Have you ever wondered why you are so prone to distractions? Why do you always go for the notifications, or why do you end up binge watching on Netflix? Why do you keep away from doing the things that you know you should be doing? In this episode, I will share with you how to destroy distractions and increase your focus. Are you ready? Grab your pen, your paper, and lime water, and let's get started. Distractions versus focus. That is our topic for today. How to destroy distractions and increase your focus. Normally, when we think about distractions, we think about our environment. We think about what is going on. We think about the notifications we get on our phones and on our computers. Our smartphones that we take everywhere that we tend to be scrolling all the time. The TV that's in our bedrooms or every room in the house that's begging us to binge watch on Netflix and Peacock and all the others. There are so many streaming channels these days. We are not short of having these things as a distractions. Checking our emails, you know, the notifications coming in telling us we have a new email, we have a new text message, we have new this, we have new that, and we feel like we have to give it our attention right now, right here and right now. Okay. Well, I read a study recently by two Harvard psychologists, and in their study, they maintain that we are not distracted because of our environment. We are distracted because our mind is prone to wandering. They call it mind wandering. They claim that 47% of our time, the time that we spend our waking hours, okay, 47% of our waking hours is spent in wondering. Okay, in wondering. So, and they claim that it is the natural state of our minds. This is what we do. They conducted this study with 2,250 people, and they said that we are wired for continuous distractions. Isn't that interesting? We are wired for continuous distraction. They call it mind wandering. And the thing is, it is so ingrained in us, so part of what we do each and every day, we don't even notice it. We don't even recognize it. So it is hard for you to stop it. It is hard for you to stop that mind wandering, which we call distraction, right? So it's hard because that's when we tend to fantasize about what could be. You know, while you're on the job, you probably fantasize being on the beach somewhere, enjoying, just like dreaming of a better life or a better circumstance, a better environment. All of these things. That's when we tend to recall things that we forgot to do. We forgot to put the dishes away. We forgot to clean this and clean that, or we forgot to respond to the emails that we were supposed to last night, or we forgot something where we were not supposed to forget it. So we keep spacing out, right? Taking ourselves to a different time and place. And I think they also call it that time travel, right? We don't want to be currently where we are, so we want to be somewhere else. So we daydream about it. We fantasize about it. We try to take our minds there while we are in this current situation that we may not be completely happy with. So what they find out is that distraction is a mind game. It is a mind game. It is not an environment game. Certainly, it helps for you to keep an organized, clean house, for you to know where everything is. But even people with the perfect house, with everything in place, they also mind wonder. They also space out. They also fantasize. They also dream. They also, you know, try to be someplace else, because the problem is deeper than that. It's not about whether your office desk is clean. Is that why you are not productive? Is that why you're not doing what you're supposed to do? I mean, that may very well be, depending on your personality. But what they're saying is the main problem is it's in your mind, not in your environment. So what we must do, we must manage our attention. We must manage what we give attention to, not necessarily what's in our environment. I mean, I have to say, so many of us parents have problems with teenagers playing games and spending a lot of time on the electronic devices and all this and that. But I have to say, I mean, I used to definitely give my kids a lecture on that. I have my daughter who has this goal of accomplishing great things. She's an artist, she's a writer, she's a musician, and she's putting all of these things together to create something phenomenal. I can't wait to see it. But I have to say, she is so determined, she is so focused, that she doesn't play as many hours of video games as she used to. She doesn't spend as much time FaceTiming or talking to her friends on the phone. She doesn't spend that much time doing all these mindless activities, because she is focused on accomplishing a goal that she is excited about, a goal that I cannot wait to see the results of. So it is not your environment, it is your mind. It is your mind. All right, so second thing that they learn is that we need to focus less on what we're doing and more on how we are being. And again, if we are excited about a certain goal that we have, a certain outcome we want to achieve, that alone is enough to really inspire us and really give us the energy that we need to take action and not to keep postponing it. And the way you feel about what you want to accomplish makes all the difference. But if you're doing something that doesn't energize you, that brings your spirit down, that really want to put you to sleep, and that's why you end up fantasizing about something more exciting, something greater, something more peaceful, something all this and that, because it is not nurturing you at the moment. That goal is not really a passion of yours that can transcend that mundane work that you are doing. Okay, so focus less on what you're doing and more on how you are being. That is so important. Number three, they said that mind wandering has more to do with unhappiness than it is with the activities that you are engaging. Okay, so we think that, okay, well, when we are happy most, when we have time to just daydream, or when we are scrolling up and down social media, I mean, we tend to think that they are activities we enjoy. Because in essence, they are mindless activities. They are numb activities. They just numb your feelings. So you're not being active. You're not really engaging in what you're doing. You're just passively absorbing information and pictures that are not really serving you. So mind wandering or distractions has more to do, when you are distracted, it has more to do with you being unhappy than with you enjoying or engaging in that activity that you happens to choose over doing what you're supposed to do. Okay, so this is really contrary to how we think. We usually think that if we spend time doing something, we must enjoy it. But according to the Harvard researchers, Matthew Killingsworth and Daniel Gilbert, they said that only 4% of our activities account for that, okay? However, 10.8% of mind traveling or time traveling accounts for you being unhappy when you're actually scrolling on your phone and comparing yourself to people that you have no business comparing yourself to, and you're like, well, why is my life like this? You tend to live vicariously through all these people. In reality, that feeling doesn't stick because you are not focusing on who you are being and who you could be and who you should be working on being than on comparing yourself with other people. So mind wandering has more to do with unhappiness. So if you are spending your time or wasting your time being distracted by activities that don't serve you, your goals, your family, your dreams, your aspirations, you just kind of passing time just to pass time or just to numb yourself, then you know, there's something underlining about this that you should give some attention to. Okay. All right, so how do we go from mind wandering to focusing? How do we destroy the distractions and really increase our focus? Well, okay, so normally, you know, I would tell you to definitely have a plan to focus. You know, have a plan to focus. Decide what you will focus on. Okay, decide what you will focus on. Define how you will focus, which is the process. And I think this is where we all fall short. Okay, yes, we want the outcome of whatever we want to focus on. But the process is the most important because the process allows you to develop a routine that you can carry on to from one goal to another. Okay, from one dream to another. Okay, so if you want to write a book, right? That's great, you want to write a book. But the process of writing a book requires you to sit down each and every day to write. But when you try to write the book in one day, certainly, I mean, exceptional geniuses, I'm sure, can do that. But the majority of us will not be doing that. The majority of us need to sit down each and every day and write a page, rain or shine, whether you're feeling good or not, and eventually you will have 365 pages you can develop into a book. Okay, so the process is really where we get stuck, right? So determine, and then, so decide what you will focus on, define how you will focus on it, what you will do to get that goal done, and determine the results you want to accomplish, the outcome. What do you want to accomplish by doing this? So I would say consider planning the night before, or maybe early in the morning, depending on who you are. Write down three major goals you want to focus on each day. Make it doable. Don't give yourself a whole list of things that you know you will not be able to finish, because when you don't finish it, you don't feel good about yourself. You have that lingering feeling and thought in your mind that you did not do what you were supposed to do that day. So pick three major things that you know that you will focus on today and will accomplish. All right. And what will help you really focus on this is to practice self-care. If you don't get enough sleep, you're going to have some problems. So find out what your sleeping pattern is. How many hours do you need, and get it? Okay. Exercise. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. Okay. Just take a walk, do something for like 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day. All right. Continuously. And then you will see that it will help you wake you up and facilitate a healthy lifestyle. Meditate your mind. Of course, like we're talking about, this is what we're talking about. You need to meditate. Okay. You need to focus on what really matters and put yourself in that peaceful, calm and productive place so that you can get things done. Eat a healthy diet. All right. Eat healthy. Nothing extravagant here. Nothing out of the ordinary here. Just your normal grains, greens, and things, proteins, right? Whatever you consider to be healthy, I'm sure you can find something that agrees with you. All right, make time to play. Hello, if we're working so hard and we don't make time to play, we will not want to keep working. All right, the majority of us, we need some fun. We need some play, so we need to make it. All right, so according to the psychologists, Matthew Killingsworth and Daniel Gilbert, there are a few things we can do further to really go from mind wandering to focus, to increase your focus. So it's called Notice, Shift, and Rewire. Okay, Notice, Shift, and Rewire. Notice, Shift, and Rewire is a tool you can use to radically change your mental state anytime and anywhere. And as you know, number one, we have to notice when your mind starts to wander. Okay? And that is called self-awareness, right? We have to be aware of when our mind is shifting from where we are to where we might want to be. Okay? So notice when your mind starts to wander. That is hard, as we mentioned earlier, because it's a natural state of our minds to wander. It's something we do naturally. So we have to set cues so that when we start wondering, we can kind of snap ourselves out of it. So once you are able to snap yourself out of it, number two, you can shift your attention and focus on the now, what is important, okay? And it will help you to become more engaged in what you're doing, more present in the moment. Because when you're giving your attention to something, you cannot wander, okay? Once you wander, your attention is off. So you need to shift your attention to what you want to focus on now. And number three, rewire your focus, okay, and savor the moment. So basically, in order for you to develop the habit of notice, shift, and rewire, you have to practice it. You have to do it often. You have to strengthen that habit. That's how it becomes a habit, by you doing it again and again and again. Okay, so before you think that you can completely eliminate distractions, let's stop right there. Remember I said earlier, according to the psychologists, the researchers, they said that it is a natural part of our being, of our humanness, to really wander around, to really get distracted. As a matter of fact, as I stated earlier, they said 47% of our waking hours are spent on just that, distractions, mind wandering, okay, fantasizing, dreaming, spacing out, recalling. So it is nearly impossible for you to completely eliminate it. But what we can do, once we notice, we shift and rewire, we can make sure we put that into practice so we can lessen that. And that will result in us being less stressed and more connected with our intention, what we want to really focus on. Okay. So to me, that is so eye-opening. When we humans, right? We always like to blame things. We always try to blame our phones, the TV, our friends, or our environment. The house is messy, this, this, and that, or whatever. That is why we're not accomplishing our goals. That is why we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Well, sorry to tell you, sorry to bust your bubble. You can no longer blame your environment. You can no longer blame your phone. Okay? It is what's going on in your mind. It is because you may be unhappy about something. You may not be so clear about something. You may be stressed about something. You are not connected with something. You're not focused. You're not focused because there's somewhere else you would rather be. So we can change that. We can change that if we notice, shift, and rewire. So next time you think about distractions, I'm sure you're going to be thinking about it differently. Differently. Yes, we can plan all these things. We can use, as a matter of fact, we can use our electronics for productivity. We can decide to, my iPhone has a feature in it where I could put it on focus and I don't get distracted. I could turn all the notifications off, right? I don't get distracted by it. But I know that when I'm passionate about something, when I'm energized about something, okay, where your attention goes, energy flows. I think that's Tony Robbins. When I'm passionate and energized about something, nobody can stop me. It will get done. But I see days when I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel good. I don't feel energized. Something is off. And we should pay attention to that as well. What is causing that? Okay, what is causing that? When do I do that? How do I do that? How long do I do that for? So once your self-awareness about the situation is complete, okay? Or at least you are somehow, you have educated yourself, you have paid attention to your behavior, then you can put this strategy into place to help you actually lessen it. And if you happen to do it once in a while, it's okay. We are humans and we do it all the time. Okay, but practicing this will help you to destroy a lot of distractions and increase your focus. All right, so I want you to know that you are unstoppable and anything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend you think will benefit from it. Also, head to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and also a 5-star review. We are in the process of growing this podcast and we cannot do it without you. Thank you so much for helping us reach our goals.